From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Undone on the Mistresses of Mayhem. Thank you for tuning in this week. We got a good show lined up tonight.
We always enjoy starting it out with some Undone. The Corey
black
definitely has the way of
metal.
Yelling.
I love it.
Started out with Black Sheeps. That's just the way to do it.
Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net. Thank you very much for tuning in. We got a great show planned for you tonight.
This is Mistress Ansi saying, what you doing? Are you doing it to yourself?
And this is Mistress Angel saying, if you're not doing it to yourself, who are you doing it to? Can we be involved?
Yay! Can we watch?
No, I'd like to do more than watch.
We can give you some pointers.
We're good at contributing.
Angles. that you should get into. God.
Ankles.
Angles.
Angles. I think you said ankles. I was like some foot fetishes going on.
Wow. So yeah, definitely check out Undone. They're going to be going on a little mini tour with Endeavor from Billings, Montana, starting in the late part of May. They've got a Billings, Missoula, and Butte date, a few other dates on there. So check out Undone's Facebook page for more information, or Montana Metal's Facebook page for more information. We're going to get back into some more awesome music. We've got Beef Curtain coming up with their song Smudge. They haven't been active for about 2 years now. Apparently their drummer is trucking. That's what he does for his money.
That mother trucker.
And so apparently there's rumors that they'll be getting together and playing possibly this summer.
That would be really cool. I saw them once before live and they were really good. So
they need to let the mistresses know so we can come cheer them on.
Right?
We're cheerleaders. Yay.
Yeah.
We could totally wear the cheerleading costumes. For more than sexual acts.
Right? Well, perfect for it.
See? I told you that outfit would be used for more than once. All right, guys. This is Beef Curtain on The Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Swafford from Mahama Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem. Let's go.
Muhammad Waldi on the Mistresses of Mayhem with their song Snuff the Fluff on Montana Metal right now. Recently, Mark was spotlighted by Guitar World magazine for his YouTube rendition of Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child. It went viral. They're from what they call Hamel Rock, Montana, which is actually Hamilton, Montana, over in the Bitterroot Valley near Missoula. If you haven't seen it, go definitely check out the cover that he did. Mark's an amazing guitarist, and I love watching him play, and he's just very talented, and it's awesome. Everybody who usually sees them stands there with their jaw on the floor by the time he's done playing the first song.
I remember they got to open up for The Defiled and Davey Suicide a while back, and I remember The Defiled from the UK was just like awestruck by Muhammad Waldi, you know, and Mark, and I thought that was really cool that, you know, even this fairly big band from the UK is like this band right here.
Very, very cool. Definitely check out Muhammad Waldi. You can catch several of their performances on YouTube for the spelling of how to do this lovely band. It It's M-A-H-A-M-A-W-A-L-D-I, Mahamawaldi. We're going to get back into some more awesome music. We've got Cadman from up in the Great Falls area. The song that we're going to be playing for you is Live at Freakers Ball 14. Freakers Ball is a huge, huge Halloween metal event that happens in Montana up in Great Falls. 14 stands for the 14th year that they've been doing it. It's huge. They always get big bands to come down like Hemlock and those guys from the underground, and it's just a night of metal and Halloween and mischief and mayhem, and it's always a good time. I think last year a bathroom sink was knocked off the wall. Nobody could figure out how that happened, but it was fun. Nobody got hurt. Nobody fucking died. So definitely check out their tunes, and hopefully we'll get to see some live shows soon. So you can download some music from Reverb Nation and Facebook. Cadman on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
So, this song's called, what am I going to name it today? Do I Have to Put Handcuffs on Your Mama? That's the name of it.
What? Yeah! Yeah! Yes!
Yeah. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Shramana on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That song was titled Toska, which is an untranslatable word from Russian.
Apparently, it means the deepest, most painful pain, a sensation of spiritual anguish with no specific cause. That sounds bad.
Pretty deep.
At least we have a cause. You have someone to blame.
Right?
You're like, I shouldn't have put that there last night.
Very true. Shramana is a band in the sludge, doom, and post-metal genre, and it's founded by Reggie Herbert, who has been the music director at KBGA Missoula for 3 years. So the band has been active since 2009, and they're really loud, post-metal, atmospheric, hardcore, so check them out. You can find more information about Shramana on Facebook, and they've also got a Bandcamp, so you can check them out there.
Gonna get back into some music. This is Killing Cain with The Monkey. Killing Cain is no longer together. Originally, the band members went through some stuff, found out a lot about themselves, and thanks to that, now we have Mudkicker.
Said that the time with Killing Cain was some of the darkest times, but it's really helped him create the light that is Mudkicker. So it's an inspirational story.
Sometimes you have to go through the bad shit to get to the good shit.
They've always turned out really good music. I've always liked what they've come out with, so can't wait to hear more from them and hopefully see them live soon.
I always enjoy seeing them live.
Yeah.
And got Eddie and all those guys.
Eddie, Kiki, and Sean, Kelly.
It would have been nice to see Killing Cain when they were together, though.
Yeah.
That would have been one hell of a show. I enjoy the music.
Definitely. So here is Killing Cain with The Monkey here on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Give it up to my mom. Give it up to my mom. Give it up to my mom. up, guys? This is Josh.
This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis. And you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was Arctotis with Glass Coffin on The Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Arctotis is out of Missoula. We love those guys. Got Dave on bass, Josh on drums, Quincy on guitar / vocals, and Dylan as the other vocal.
I remember the first time we saw them, they had just changed to Arctotis, but they were originally Oh Look a Dragon.
You know, I liked Arctotis. It just sounds better.
I like Oh Look a Dragon. But
only if you had a dragon that every once in a while came out on stage. Right?
They should have a dragon prop.
Everyone needs a dragon. A little kid in a dragon suit.
The singer or some member of the band could have dressed up like a dragon. That would have been pretty good.
See? Different shows, different dragons. Sometimes the dragon's on the drum. Ooh. Sometimes the dragon's doing vocal. I'm pretty sure being in a dragon costume would interfere with your music play.
Maybe, maybe not. It's an experiment we should probably run.
They could breathe fire. That's metal.
Oh, that's even better.
And that's dragon-like. That's how you know you're metal-ish.
Fire is always good.
Yeah, you've reached a metal level as so you got fire on stage, and you don't kill your fans, right? But that's you can go to another level of death clock level if you kill your fans, and you gain more fans.
Brutal.
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 All right. Arctotis has Dylan from Salmon Rape. He's on vocals, and he adds a very nice growl, screaming awesomeness of metal to Arctotis. So it's very cool to see them where they were before and now where they are now. They've really grown a lot in the last couple of years, and we look forward to watching them continuously grow. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem, and thank each and every one of the bands who, yeah, put out such awesome music for us to share with you. And we hope that you guys are checking them all out on Reverb Nation, Facebook, YouTube, and buying their CDs and merchandise and getting out to the live shows and supporting all of the bands. Mr. Soicy saying tune in next week. We will be here, same bat channel, same bat time.
This is Mr. Sansi saying get out, do something, anything.
Okay then.
And this is Mistress Angel saying take plenty of pictures and videos and send them to us so we can use them against you someday.
And if you've got any music from a Montana artist that you want us to play, whether it be metal or hard rock or rock, send it to our producer, closingchapterproductions@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject that it is a Montana metal show request that you want your songs to be played on, because he does get lots of porn because we sign him up for things all the time. Anyways. All right. So we're going to close out this week's episode with Odds Unfavored. They're in the Great Falls, Montana area. I love this band so much. They are an amazing band, and they're just really great guys. You've got Jake, Braxton, Mike, Shane, and Mike in the group, and there are several songs of theirs on Reverb Nation. They're influenced by Machine Head, Devil Driver, Slipknot. They do an amazing cover of System of a Down, so definitely check out Odds Unfavored. This is Odds Unfavored with Faceplant on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.